Now, you may have noticed the 40th Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras did happen over the weekend. It looked incredible. I couldn't make it. I was stuck at work. Very jealous. And, you know, I suppose it's one of the things that's been floating around since marriage equality has passed in this country. People saying, you know, well, marriage equality is reality. What more could you possibly want? It seems a bit naive, in my humble opinion, but to have a bit of a chat about what does come next, Alex Greenwich, independent member for Sydney, joins me on the line now. Alex, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
No problem. Good morning.
So, as I said, I was stuck at work while the parades and celebrations were happening. Very, very jealous. But for those of us who couldn't make it, I guess, could you give us a bit of a snapshot of what Oxford Street was like on Saturday evening?
Well, Oxford Street really came alive like never before. It was a wonderful celebration of the LGBTI community. The contribution that the community makes to Sydney and to Australia, a commemoration of the 78ers, a celebration of marriage equality, and a commitment to the work that still needs to be done.
And so this is the first Mardi Gras since marriage equality became a reality in Australia. And I do want to say as well, thank you so much for all your hard work on that front. I guess as well, you know, people are coming out of the woodwork, I guess, and saying now marriage equality is a reality. You know, what more could the community possibly want? What do you make of these comments?
Well, there is obviously still a lot more to do. Marriage equality was significant and a proud achievement for so many. However, we now have a lot of oxygen that marriage equality took up to focus on a number of other issues. I think it's important particularly to focus on a number of issues for the trans community who were disgracefully targeted by the no side. And for the trans community, some of the key priorities are obviously removing provisions that allow them to be directly discriminated against, removing the need for them to be unmarried before they can transition sex or gender, and indeed also removing the need for surgical intervention when having their identity documents to reflect their true sex or gender identity. There's a number of other important provisions in New South Wales and other states, including, you know, kids can still be expelled from schools for being gay. Teachers can be expelled can be fired for being gay. So there is a lot more work, but we go into that work with the confidence that we've achieved marriage equality and that we can get it done as well.
And you did mention the trans community there, because they do, you know, I am a cisgendered person, just to, you know, make that completely clear. But, you know, they do seem to face a lot of discrimination, you know, in regards to healthcare and areas like that. You know, it doesn't seem perhaps as cut and dry as, you know, we didn't have marriage equality and now it's law. How do we go about moving forward in this area?
Well, there is a lot of work that is currently being done. So across every state and territory, LGBTI advocates are engaging with state and territory attorney generals to make sure that on the back of marriage equality, we're able to get a number of other things done. In state parliament, I'm working with my colleagues and advocacy groups to make sure that we're progressing a number of important law reform issues. So the work is being done. The critical thing that people need to do is make sure that they get in contact with their state and federal MP and make sure they have the commitment to keep on going and to keep on making Australia a fairer and more equal place.
And so, you know, I was going to ask, I guess, what people can do to help out. You know, after you call your MP, what sort of things can you say? I mean, there is a lot of issues to touch on, I guess.
Well, I think it is important not only to contact your MP, but also make sure you contact the key advocacy group. You know, also the intersex community is one where there's a number of important reforms needed, particularly around removing unnecessary and forced surgical intervention from infants who are presenting with intersex attributes. The New South Wales Gay and Lesbian Rights Lobby does a great deal of good work, and there's a number of trans organisations and groups like the Human Rights Law Centre. So it's important that we also support these organisations who are meeting with politicians and advocating actively.
And before I do let you go, Alex, I mean, you know, safe schools does seem to have, I guess, cycled out of the headlines a little bit. Seems to be something that's not making quite as many headlines as it once was. You know, where are we up to with that? Do we know? Is that going to be the best way moving forward?
Well, safe schools should have never been in the headlines. This was an important anti-bullying program in schools. It was one that answered questions for students, teachers and parents, important questions. In New South Wales, we are working to see what we can do to improve the anti-bullying programs that exist in New South Wales schools. But it's important that, you know, that we do have a strong program in schools to help LGBTI students. And it's critically important that we make sure it does not become the political football that they've instead.
Completely agree. Well, Alex, I really do appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
No worries. Thanks for having me, and happy Mardi Gras.
You too.